Good morning, afternoon, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Tuesday, the 8th of October. And didn't the old 49ers, I know those of you, some of you aren't interested in NFL, but those who are, what a performance. Stayed up and watched it 1 a.m. this morning through till about 4. They absolutely pasted them. Baker, Flopfield, the old much touted draft pick for Cleveland Browns a couple of years ago. I said he was a myth then, he's still a myth. His worst ever performance got absolutely owned. And it was another point in the bag for the FTS bet slip, or another win in the bag for the FTS bet slip NFL selections, and moved us on to another good week. And cemented our... I had trouble speaking then, flipping, dearie me. Cemented our Super Bowl credentials for the 49ers as they move on to further greatness in pursuit of Super Bowl number 6. I do hope, well, I know some of you are on from Twitter, but I'll be back again with the NFL selections this weekend, live from Tokyo. So jetting off early in the morning, so I won't be about at all tomorrow. I will have a brief check of email every day, but I won't be responding to anything that's nonsense, anything urgent, read the website, people can't access anything, but there's not much on. I've got no football today. I'm going to give you 6 horses here. You're not to bet them. This is just for the records to follow. And then I will make a video when I get back on how I pick these. I've no idea how they're going to get on. It's the first 3 races at Chelmsford. They're not big prices. I'm going to back 2 in a race, but just keep an eye on these. And this is just, as I say, for notes for the minute. And then I will make a video next week showing how I came up with these. In the 440 Dragon Command and Mac McCarthy, in the 510 Vintage Polly and Hidden Spell, and in the 540 Secret Victory and Buwadi. That's the first 3 races at Chelmsford. As I say, could either back them 1 point win each or Dutch them to win a point, which would be my preferred method, Dutch those 2 to win a point. Or you could Dutch the stake, you could have 50 quid, for example, between them. But Dutching them to win a point is what I would look at. But we'll see how they get on. And whether win or lose, I will make a video next week showing you how I came up with those picks. Nothing else. Obviously, there's no football. I think there's 1 game in Ireland. We're into the international break now. FTS beginner, I've had a little trawl through. There will not be anything until the 18th. On the FDD sheets, there will be some games. The FTS FDD will be updated. Ultimate, obviously, nothing this week. I'll update everything for that next week when I'm back. I can't really share any more with you. As I say, I'm jetting off, finishing old packing up, get the old Japanese phrase book in the bag, and I'll be off to Eastern lands. Right, well, have a lovely Tuesday. Fair play, old Kevin Kelly, trying to dig me out with the old Tottenham. Son, you can't wind me up. I know we're crap. I've said it for years. We're just slightly better crap than you, that's all. I'm done. That's it. Right, guys, have a lovely week. My next time you'll hear me will be... I'm going to do one early before I fly tomorrow. I'm going to do one early before I get on the plane. If anything's there tomorrow, I might try and have a quick run through the racing if I can. I will then, I'll be over there, and I will be from Thursday. The pod will be from Japan. Have a great Tuesday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.